From today, people in a Rotorua suburb can apply to take part in a make or break trial of a COVID contact tracing card. Health officials still can't say if the tracing tool will cope with real life conditions. To clear the confusion, the Health Ministry wants 1,500 people on Nongagor Taha to carry out the card for a week, to carry the card for a week, Jordan Bond reports.
The credit card-sized Bluetooth technology needs to be worn on a lanyard or attached on a belt. It should record a signal if two cards come within a few metres. They go down as close contacts if they're within 2 metres of each other for at least 15 minutes. Government papers have said the card sometimes struggles to measure distance and has confused close and casual contacts. The Deputy Director General of Health, Shane Hunter, says it does work in controlled conditions, but the real world is where it's needed.
We really need to understand, you know, how it would work where there was no, you know, it wasn't overly designed and controlled. It was really people getting on with their lives and understanding, will they use the card? How do they use the card? Does it give us the information we need? Will it ultimately make the difference to contact tracing?
There are also limitations if the card is used in the wrong way, such as being in a wallet, not to mention some people not using it at all. Also in doubt is how it'll behave in a crowded situation like a party, or a pool, or at the beach. To be effective, 3 out of every 4 people would need to use the card. However, when used correctly, cards have been shown to record more close contacts than people can recall, and crucially, doesn't require a smartphone.
It's another tool in the toolbox, yes. Tracing the process is really the key thing, and all of the technology and all of the tools are designed to speed that up. It'll never replace the contact tracing process.
The ministry is developing the trial with help from Te Arawa and their COVID-19 response team. Spokesperson Monty Morrison says Nonga Taha ended up being chosen as a trial area for a few reasons, including the fact that many elders don't have a smartphone and therefore can't check in with the COVID-19 tracer app. Rotorua Mayor Steve Chadwick says Te Arawa has contributed hugely and should have no trouble getting 1,000 or so people to take part.
Seeing the leadership from Toby Curtis and Monty Morrison, it just shows how invested Te Arawa is in helping find something that might help us as we learn to live with COVID. And I'm sure they'll get the numbers to engage too.
The card being used is not the same COVID card put forward by businessman Sam Morgan and others earlier this year. That group ended up walking away from conversations with the ministry. One of that team, Ian Taylor, says carrying a card fits well with how humans typically act.
The idea at the core of this was that you don't have to do anything but carry it. We've already seen the immediate drop-off in the use of the app. And I've watched people walking into restaurants and walking straight past the sign on the door. But if they were carrying their card, they don't have to do anything.
He says a card benefits people who don't have smartphones or the right phone, so increases equity in the health response to COVID. People who live or work in Nonga Taha from today can sign up to take part in the trial, which runs for a week. If successful, the government could then look to roll it out across the country. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko Jordan Bond, aho.